we'll talk about Jack Campbell in 1 second, but all I keep hearing about Kyle Clifford is character, and that's thrown around a lot in the NHL. There's all these great guys, but Kyle Clifford was not only a fan favorite, but one of the best guys in the dressing room, was he not?
Yeah, when people think about the Kings over the last decade, you know, Anze Kopitar, Drew Doughty, Jonathan Quick get brought up, but Clifford was there for both of the teams that won the Stanley Cup. He was one of the longest tenured guys in that room, and had really become a leadership guy in the way that he played with a lot of young guys when they would get called up, you know, playing on the bottom six of the forward lines. And even though he's only 29, just a really mature guy, a father of three, one of the nicest guys you'll probably come across in an NHL room. So, yeah, character guy through and through. I think, you're not wrong when to tag him with that. But also a guy who brings a lot of playoff experience and the kind of on-ice character and toughness that, a lot of teams covet.
Jack, well, we all know the Maple Leafs have had a glaring need in the backup goaltender position now for 2 years, and acquiring a guy like Jack Campbell, who's had a very solid season, better numbers than Jonathan Quick. He was a guy that kind of never lived up to expectations in the Dallas organization, went to LA and found his game. What are the Maple Leafs getting in Jack Campbell?
Right. He's a guy that big body, long limbs, 6'2", athletic build. You know, you watch him play, you watch the way that he can move around the crease, and you quickly understand why he was an 11th overall pick once upon a time. Like you mentioned, he never got it going in the Stars organization, but when he came to LA a few years ago, you know, under Bill Ranford and under their former assistant goalie coach Dustin Emo, really found his game last year. Was posted some of the better numbers among NHL goalies. He's a guy that potential has always been the word associated with him. And I think last season really showed spurts of a guy who was capable of handling a starter's workload. You know, Jonathan Quick was in and out of the lineup with injuries last season. Campbell started the majority of the games that he was healthy for and played really well. His numbers have dipped a little this year, but again, he's not really, you know, when you look at the Kings back end and some of the high quality chances that they give up this year, it's not an easy spot for either of those goaltenders to be in. So yeah, a solid guy at the base level, but I think a guy with a really high ceiling. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see as he steps into a situation where there's a little more structure in Toronto, where he's not going to be left out on his own quite as often. I think, you know, can really have an interesting opportunity to flourish there.
I'm curious as to his attitude when he's kind of fallen on hard times. And I feel like using the phrase fallen on hard times mean you're like broke living out of your car. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about earlier in October, loses 3 starts in a row. I'm talking about in January on the 11th to the 18th, started 3 games, lost those all before coming back and winning an overtime game against Arizona. What kind of attitude does he have in losses in those moments and following those?
Yeah, he's got a really interesting perspective because he's a guy that really had to work hard to be able to get his first shot in the NHL. You know, when he was with the Stars, he went down to the ECHL for a little while. So when he has gone through struggles, he's hard on himself. There was a game in Calgary earlier this year where he actually played pretty well, but gave up 4 goals. And all he could talk about was giving up 4 goals. It's unacceptable, regardless of the circumstances, you know, regardless of what happened. My job is to make sure I'm giving my team a chance to win. And if I give up 4 goals, I don't feel like I'm doing that. But he's also felt that throughout the season that his game hasn't really suffered, that his technique's been solid. He had a really, really good game last month in Vegas. And I asked him afterwards, you know, these were the kind of games you're putting together a lot last year. And he made the point that, you know, he's felt like he's liked where his game has been at this season. And it's one of the things where when you play that position, it comes with the territory where sometimes you can feel good about what you're doing. You can feel good about, you know, where your technique's at, but sometimes the results don't follow. And you know, at least when he talks to reporters and the way that his teammates talk about him, he's a guy who understands that. And I think a lot of that goes back to just when you look at the career path he had to take to get to the NHL in the first place, handles adversity pretty well.
Were there any other names thrown around in this trade that was made, or is Alec Martinez's name kind of come up? Because we've discussed him a lot in Toronto, and I was just curious if this trade could have got any bigger than it did.
Right. I mean, I think he would have been, at least when you look at, you know, I think some of Toronto's needs and players that the Kings will probably be listening to as far as trades go. I think Alec Martinez would have been an intriguing part. I don't know how, you know, it would have been a little more complicated when you look at the cap situation and some of the salary stuff they had to work out. I think, you know, with LA, you have a guy like Martinez and some other guys on the team who aren't on expiring contracts, who there might not be quite the same urgency to move them right now. I definitely think that there was a chance he could have been moved. I know that he's a guy who's definitely been rumored with Toronto and other teams. But I think the trade that they did land on is one that I think makes sense for both sides in a lot of ways. You know, the Kings are getting back a couple draft picks. That's been their philosophy the last couple of years as they've tried to rebuild, is to stockpile picks and to get, you know, 2 third rounders and one that could potentially become a second rounder for guys like Jack Campbell and Kyle Clifford. And, you know, getting Trevor Moore on top of all that is a pretty solid return.